copt4g.com Reading Services.
The Book of Tobit, Chapter 14. And the Sermon of Tobit was completed. And after Tobit received his sight, he lived 42 years, and he saw the sons of his grandchildren. And so, having completed 102 years, he was buried honorably at Nineveh. For he was 56 years old when he lost the sight of his eyes, and he was 60 years old when he truly received it again. And in truth, the remainder of his life was in gladness. And so, with the good accomplishments of the fear of God, he departed in peace. But in the hour of his death, he called to himself his son Tobias, along with his sons, the seven youths who were his grandsons. And he said to them, Nineveh will pass away soon, for the word of the Lord goes forward, and our brothers who have been dispersed away from the land of Israel shall return to it. Thus, its deserted land will be entirely filled again, and the house of God which was burned like incense within it will be rebuilt again, and all those who fear God will return there. And the Gentiles will relinquish their idols, and they will enter into Jerusalem, and they will dwell in it. And all the kings of the earth will rejoice in it, adoring the King of Israel. Therefore, my sons, listen to your father. Serve the Lord in truth, and seek to do the things that please him. And command your sons so that they may accomplish justice and almsgiving, and so that they may be mindful of God, and may bless him at all times, in truth and with all their strength. And now, sons, listen to me, and do not remain here, but on whatever day you will bury your mother near me in one sepulcher, from that time direct your steps to leave this place. For I see that its iniquity will bring about its end. And it happened that after the death of his mother, Tobias withdrew from Nineveh, with his wife and sons of sons, and he was returned to his father-in-law. And he found them unharmed in a good old age. And he took care of them, and he closed their eyes. And all the inheritance of the house of Raguel passed to him. And he saw the sons of his sons to the fifth generation. And having completed 99 years in the fear of the Lord, with joy they buried him. But all his family and all his lineage continued with a good life and in holy conversation, so that they were acceptable both to God and to men, as well as to everyone who dwelt in the land.